This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George is reporting more than $4,000 in stolen campaign funds from the Fort Bend County Bureau. News 88.7's Natalie Weber has more.
Houston police have identified a person of interest who used to work for the law firm that's representing George as he battles his own criminal charges. That's according to a court filing in George's case from late last month. George reported the missing campaign funds in October. According to court records, George reported unauthorized transfers from his campaign account to an apartment complex, T-Mobile, and Xfinity. The person of interest is not named in the court filings. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
We're learning more after a Houston man was convicted of trying to smuggle high-powered semiconductors to China. The federal case against Alan Hsu has been unsealed after his guilty plea last month. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Ganji says Hsu bought $160 million worth of powerful chips designed to run artificial intelligence.
And we're not talking about AI like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini. Rather, this AI can be used for direct military applications such as designing weapons, operating drones, and analyzing intelligence data.
Hsu has a sentencing hearing February 18th. The Texans have worked their way back into the AFC playoff picture after defeating Kansas City 20-10 on the road last night. Houston Press sports writer Jeff Balke was on this morning's Houston Matters.
They honestly, by the end of the season, they could be ranking with some of the best defenses of all time. I mean, it's a remarkable group. They're, you know, somebody described them the other day as saying that they're fast, but they're violent. They hit hard. They hit clean.
The Texans have now won 5 games straight. Mostly clear skies in our forecast this evening. Overnight lows should be around 42 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny, high near 64. And then tomorrow night, mostly clear skies. Overnight low near 49 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for